Good morning, everybody. Today, at 6 p.m., we have the blessing of animals over at St. Joe. It's the closest day, Sunday, to the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, which was on Friday. And so here's a little joke to get you going. There's this boy, and he's digging a hole in his backyard. And the neighbor looks over the fence, and he sees that this boy is digging a big old hole, and he says, "Son, what are you doing?" And he says, "Well," he's crying, he says, "my goldfish died." And the neighbor said, "Oh, I'm so sorry about that." He said, "But that's an awfully big hole." And the boy says, "Well, he's in your cab." Well, anyway. So bring over your cats, your dogs, your fish, whatever, to the blessing this afternoon. Today there's one word that is in all three of the readings. In all three, it's faith. And I was thinking about faith in our gospel today. The apostles, it starts with the apostles praying to Jesus, increase our faith. Now remember, the apostles had been sent by Jesus to baptize the whole world. And they realized that, wait a minute, we need a little more faith before we can do all that, right? Like, we need some help. And so Jesus is given this prayer. But look what he says. He says, "Now, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed," you know, and you're thinking, here they're praying for an ocean of faith. And Jesus says, "A mustard seed's worth might just do it for you." And it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of times we say, "Oh, those saints, those were the ones who had the faith like the Pacific Ocean." But maybe they didn't. Maybe their faith was like yours. Maybe their faith was like mine. This past week, it was a great week to be a Catholic. It's every week's a good week to be a Catholic. We had saints out the wazoo last week. We had St. Jerome, who translated the Bible into Latin in the 4th century, and what a project that was. We had St. Therese of Lisieux, who became a nun when she was 14, died when she was 24, and changed the church. We had on Wednesday, we had the guardian angels who are surrounding us constantly. They're mentioned 2,000 times to the angels in the Bible. Like, they're all over the place. On the Thursday, we had St. Mother Theodora Guerin, the patron saint of our diocese, whose faith brought her across the ocean to the United States of America, to Terre Haute, Indiana. And she started school after school after school, and her legacy lives on. On Friday, we had St. Francis of Assisi, who was not the hippie that we think he was, but he was, like, that was a dude. And he also, like, in crazy, crazy ways, changed the course of history of the church and brought renewal to a church that needed it desperately. And then yesterday we had St. Faustina, the saint of divine mercy. Like, man, what a week to be a Catholic. Maybe they have the faith the size of a mustard seed. The apostles did. And maybe we ought to do a little bit more with the little faith that we have. Because if we only stir it up a little bit, it can do incredible things. I was reading this morning in my chapel, the rectory, I was reading the first letter of Timothy, and he says, "Some of you have made a shipwreck of your faith because you haven't followed your conscience." Which is to say that when we sin, that diminishes that mustard-sized piece of faith, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And so we make a shipwreck. We lose it if we aren't careful. And so good that we should use that. Maybe we don't have a humongous faith, but what we have might just be enough. And we echo this prayer of the apostles who say, increase our faith, increase our faith. So faith. The second thing I was thinking about was integrity, because that came up in our first reading. Did you catch it? And it says that the rash one has no integrity, but the just one does. And so, like, integrity is this harmony between what we think, say, and do. And a man of integrity, a person of integrity, is integrated. His thoughts, his words, his actions. In other words, I have decided that I am the kind of man who will wake up every morning at 6 o'clock. And my action better follow. I'm the kind of man who decided that every single Sunday of my whole life, I will attend Holy Mass, no matter what, unless I'm on a walker and I can't get out of bed. I'm the kind of man who'd have decided that I will pray every night before I go to bed, and then my actions. We have to be the kind of people. I'm the kind of man who made a decision not to go to a certain kind of website, and actions follow. Like, a man of integrity, a person of integrity, his or her beliefs and thoughts and words and actions all are in harmony. And that's what Jesus calls us today. So that's integrity. The last thing I want to say is generosity. Jesus was talking about mulberry trees, but I'm doing fig. Got it? Faith, integrity, generosity. Because do you not love that last line of the gospel? Woo! I tell you what, Jesus can pack a punch. He says, you know, it's like if there was a servant and he's been working all day and then he comes home, he doesn't go right to the table. He should wait on the master, is what Jesus says. And it says, so shall it be with you when you have done all that you have been commanded, the precepts of the church, the bare minimum of what it is to be a practicing Catholic. Confession once a year at least, but every time we mortally sin. Like Mass every single Sunday, giving to the church, being in a proper marriage, like all these precepts of the church, that's the bare minimum. And the Ten Commandments and all this, like, when you have done all of that, say we are unprofitable servants because we have only done what we have been obliged to do. Jesus says, go above and beyond. The bare minimum is there. The precepts of the church, the commandments, all that, that's there. But you better do better, is what Jesus says to us today. Isn't that beautiful? Because otherwise we're only doing what we're required to do. But Jesus says, bump it up a notch. And that's this generosity. Matthew Kelly, he says that one of the four signs of a dynamic good Catholic is generosity, not just with money, but with time, with talent, with our faith. And here's the deal, is that God can do anything if we deny him nothing. And those saints that I started with, they deny Jesus nothing. They didn't just go to Mass on Sunday and pray every day. Like, dude, they bumped it up. And they maybe didn't have a big, huge faith either. But like, look what it did. And that's what he can do anything if we deny him, nothing. And Blessed Mother, it's her month, you know. Blessed Mother denied Jesus nothing. She said yes, and because of her yes, we have the opportunity of salvation. And tomorrow's the feast day of the Rosary. And I would just say that it's a good thing. The church doesn't make us pray the Rosary. There's no rule. But maybe one way to go above and beyond is to pray a Rosary every day. I think there's nothing better. There's going to Mass and things like that, but like praying a rosary, getting Blessed Mother's help, and I've heard that the rosary is kind of like a slingshot that kills the Goliaths in our lives and in the world. Man, there's a lot. And we invoke Blessed Mother and Our Lady to help in those fights. Let's ask the good Lord to help us increase our faith, our integrity, and our generosity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.